I'm more than anyone else would know about public service requirements. I know about public investment, about protecting, you know, state monies and all of that. But nothing I've ever been involved with in my public service life took 6 years to get over the line, and I just couldn't fathom that out. And that's my big frustration, is that, you know, I've spoken to ministers for sport and all of that, and says what we used to do, either in health or tourism, is you rolled up your sleeves, you sat down with the civil servants, and you sorted everything out. So you went into any issue with a solution-based approach. And I've been asking this for a couple of years with this particular program, and I'm frustrated that the civil servants just haven't got that proactive solution-based approach. You see, the applicant for this, everyone thinks that FinHarps were the applicant for this money. No, they're not. It's the FAI or the applicant. And what we were doing as a project team, and I'm still a volunteer in that project team, we prepared the documentation for the FAI. And then the monies was awarded, which was $4 million, to the FAI. We then went to Donegal County Council and actually had to go to the board of the FAI themselves and secure another $1 million from them as match funding. So we did all that. We've supplied them with major documentation last November. And we thought that's that. And we got a letter, or rather the FAI got a letter last Thursday, seeking further documentation. That's about the fourth time that has happened. And like, you're talking about a 6.5 months delay since we put the submission in at the end of November. And this doesn't make sense to me, Greg, and that's the frustration. And I honestly think the problem is the scheme itself.